Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the Gallery Gap. I'm Claire Kovacs.
No.
No?
You're Dr. Claire Kovacs.
Are we going to stand on that sort of formality? Because you don't have a doctor.
Yeah, but that means they're going to think you're smarter.
All right, fine. We'll start over. I will use my formal title. Welcome to the Gallery Gap. I'm Dr. Claire Kovacs, the director of the August Anna Teaching Museum of Art.
And I'm Melissa Moore, director of education at the Figge Art Museum. Thank you all for listening. We're really excited for this project. We're hoping that the Gallery Gap provides us with an opportunity to think about equity, both in our museums and galleries and in Claire's circumstance on campus, and then connected to broader ideas of equality going on globally.
Right. Melissa, this idea really started with you, and I wanted to give you a moment to reflect on how we got to where we are right now and maybe where we'll be going in the future, and I'll jump in as I need.
It's funny what can start with an email. We received an email at the Figge Art Museum from the National Museum of Women in the Arts challenging us, along with all the other museums, to participate in their social media challenge for the month of March, #5WomenArtists. And in thinking about what five artists we wanted to include for this campaign, we realized that we probably needed to have some sort of companion programming to go along with it. In fact, when we submitted our five artists, we realized we had to enter what the programming was, and we didn't have anything planned for March. And of course, my immediate response, which, you know, don't fault me for this, I think it's true for many of us, is we don't have time to do more programming.
Right.
And March is a couple of weeks away. But it was something that stuck with me. And during a long drive from one meeting to the next, looking out at the beautiful Iowa landscape and trying to think about what it would take to really produce some more programming that could accompany this project, I realized that it really wouldn't be that hard. It didn't have to be traditional in terms of the programming we had done. In fact, maybe what would be more impactful would be to go outside of the box on this. And then I started thinking about, you know, Women's History Month, March, 31 days. And I got pretty nervous because I didn't know, I couldn't say if we had 31 female or women artists in our collection. And I assumed we did. But, you know, you get that cold sweat and you're gripping the steering wheel as you're driving and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, could we even, if we wanted to, feature a woman, each day for the month of March, could we even do it? Luckily, we could. And we're going to talk a little bit about that during this podcast. But this question was interesting. And when Claire and I met up later that day, I asked her if she could or if she'd have an interest in this. And your response was?
Absolutely. And I thankfully had a good feeling that we could at least hit 31 artists. But I think that what's important here is thinking about the fact that you had to think about that.
Exactly.
Is part of the reason that we need to have more conversations like this, not just about women artists, but as we think about why did we call ourselves the Gallery Gap in the first place, this whole conversation started around us thinking about the spaces that are missing, the people that are missing in our gallery.